Isis, they have now gone. Where? I do not know. Oh, Isis, do not let father catch them. 27 October. This morning I called them both to meet with me in the vineyard beyond the kitchen wall. I had been so worried last night that I slept little and was now pacing, speaking in a voice soft enough that only they could hear. You must pretend no affection for each other, I told them. Neva, if father finds out, he will sell you to the Romans. Puzo, he will force you to once again become a gladiator. My father, the king, will tolerate no devotions among his household except to him. Puzo bowed, his hand on his sword. Neva also bowed. Her hands were cupped toward me in a gesture of thankfulness. They turned for their separate duties, as if the other were not there. What I did not tell them was my own life is in danger if father finds out.
Cleopatra has told Neva and Puzo that they'll face danger if the king finds out they are in love. But why didn't she tell them that her own life could be in danger too? It seems to me it's because she knows that they're both so loyal that they would give up their love rather than put her life at risk, and she doesn't want them to do that. Let's keep reading on page 122 with the new entry at the bottom of the page that stated 30 October.
30 October. The days are cool. Rain fills the pools in the courtyards and washes the filth from the streets into the river. Julie